This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to the Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
The cartoonist Liana Fink has an unusual ritual in her working life. Once a week, maybe, she leaves the house early and buys a ticket for the Long Island Railroad, the commuter line going east from New York City. But Liana's not actually going anywhere. She just likes riding the train. She likes the hubbub. She likes to be around people without quite getting sucked into conversation. It's a chance to clear her mind and just work.
I like to come up with New Yorker cartoons on the train. It's good because I don't have a fixed workspace, so I started working in fancy cafes, and those are wonderful, but they are obnoxious. Like, people are always eyeing your table because they want to sit at it. I can't stand when people talk to me when I'm working, but I love when they talk to each other. I don't like to be in a vacuum when I'm drawing. I think my ideal would really be to be a ghost and get to be around people all the time.
Four, please.
A train is better because people are mostly facing the same way. No one's going to look you in the eye.
There you go, change in Babylon.
It's after sunrise, but not very long after, and the sky is grayish and cloudy, and there's a 7-Eleven and an auto body shop and a lot of cars, and it's a type of bleak that I like. It's maybe a suburban sprawl.
Freeport Station, America's Next, this is Freeport.
I'm always mean to start coming up with cartoons on the train, but sometimes I just send emails and look out the window. But I start to feel free in a certain way. I think one of the nice things about the train is that I can't really do like perfectly finished work on it. I have to, like, I can't make a finished cartoon. I have to just come up with ideas. And I think, like, my favorite thing to do is just to think and to play. And on the train, I'm forced to just think and doodle.
Station is Lindener, Babylon is next.
We're transferring at Babylon. We just got onto a fancier train with higher head rests and two stories and a bathroom. I printed out an old batch of New Yorker cartoons that I liked a lot that didn't sell, even though I thought they were really good that time. And I'm going to look at them and see if I can make them clearer, and maybe this time they'll sell. So this one is a pine tree with an air freshener dangling from it that is shaped like a car. That's good. I don't need to fix that one up. This is a hall of statues. Oh, I guess they're busts on pillars. That says hall of life-size Pez dispensers. This one doesn't bring me joy anymore. I don't think it's funny anymore. I don't think it ever was. This one is interesting. I think this one brings me joy. It says pigeon nest, and it's a nest on a tree that's made of garbage. I love pigeons, and I think I need to think more about, like, maybe the reason this isn't a good cartoon yet is that it's on a tree. Maybe a pigeon nest isn't on a tree. Like, I'll think about that. Oh, here's a stupid one. It's a bird inside a gator's mouth, and the bird is saying, "Do you even floss?" I have really good dental hygiene. Birds are like the dentist's patron animal because they do clean the mouths of some kind of gator, ala or kraka. The gator does not look anatomically correct. I once saw an iguana that got loose from its container on a train, and it was just walking like really slowly down the train aisle, and then its owner didn't realize that it had escaped, and everyone's just kind of like, what's that? It was really big. It's getting really beautiful outside. There's a pond out the window with those things that look like wheat coming out of it. The houses are, they look like a fisherman might live in them. It looks like it's, the town has been this way for a long time. I love that it doesn't look brand new. It's funny, like, I don't think I'm telling you accurate stuff about what I think about on the train, because my drawing self, I think, is one self, and my talking self is another self, and I just, like, can't access the drawing self when I'm talking. My drawing self is smart and savvy and knows exactly what she's doing, and my talking self is kind of a human impersonator. Like, in my drawing, I feel like I can be anyone. Like, I can channel all kinds of personalities and thoughts, and I don't tell myself what to draw. It just comes out. When I'm in the city, I feel like my social self, which isn't exactly my real self, is just on high alert, and she's always expecting someone to talk to her. But on the train, you have no choices, and no one's going to talk to you. And I get to just, like, put her on a shelf a bit more, and then ideas come out. The drawing self gets to be alive again. It's almost time for us to get off. I always wish that I had a lot longer, and that's a nice feeling.
Liana Fink on the Long Island Railroad. We've got some of her work up at newyorkerradio.org.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.